core values. They have some good athletes that have really kind of are still younger. They only have one senior on that team. Mm-hmm. They have a young group that are now juniors that have been playing together. You can tell they spend their time in the weight room. They do what they do very well, and they kind of, like I said, my philosophy is you want to kind of methodically beat down a team, and then big plays start to rip off, and that's exactly what they did to us. You know, it was hard to stop them, but you know, early on we were making them really work it down the field, and they just never made them a mistake, and then suddenly you get guys that get a little bit tired, or you miss a tackle, and what was a 6-yard gain early in the game all of a sudden turns into 36 or some big long run.
So. Other than his obvious athleticism, Dalton Schmidt, what are qualities does he bring to the field that you miss when he's not out there?
I think biggest thing is he's our middle linebacker, right? So he's kind of that quarterback on the defensive side. You know, so he's going to make plays there. He's going to, you know, he's yelling out coverages for what everyone has to do. He's probably our biggest body at the linebacker position as well. So not only his speed and athleticism, but he brings a physical size to our defense, and then just being really the quarterback on the field. So it's probably a learning process that we, you know, twice this year, and they were also against two teams that were higher up in our conference, but guys have to mentally respond. When somebody's out, it's next man up, and we made a little change, and hats off to Dylan Heath, who has been playing corner for us and has been getting way more physical, and the stat sheet might not show it, because sometimes that middle linebacker, especially against a team like Flambeau where they're attacking the edges, not a lot of tackles, but he stepped up, really kind of filled in that role, but I think mostly, obviously missing Dalton's production on either side of the ball, but a lot of it was just mental. Guys just not really sure or unsure of themselves with, Dalton, who's been a 3-year starter here for us. So,
yeah, running's your number one priority. There's no mystery to that. But after you kind of struggled and be able to do that against that good defensive team, you threw the ball a little bit, and Hudson and Corbin had some nice hookups. Corbin Phelps, 137 yards receiving on the night. He had a couple of nice hookups in that game.
Yeah, we had seen on film, it looked like one of the things we thought we were going to be able to take advantage of was being able to throw the ball a little bit. And, we had tried to, against Prentice, we had some success throwing the ball as well, a little bit different route combination and concepts, but yeah, trying to get the ball into our playmakers' hands. Corbin had a couple of really nice catches that were longer. He had a 36-yard contested catch on a fourth down. That was a really big one. And then he had a 35-yard pass that went into the end zone that was in air the whole way, and had another one that was shorter that he then was able to take that to the house for 42 yards. So, getting the ball into playmakers' hands is definitely what we want to do. And I'm more of a, I want to be a run first and then let the run open that up. This we were planning on throwing a little bit, but hats off to them. That their D-line, we thought if we spread them, we'd still be able to run the ball. And, Flambeau just did a really good job of getting off some blocks. And even when we had it, what looked like should have been blocked up, so we could have had some success running the ball, they were just really able to fight and take that aspect away. And when an offense is one-dimensional, it doesn't usually go very well.
Yeah, I think you really got to take hats off to someone like Hudson Hilgart. Now, defensively, you had players like Dylan Heath and Mr. Beauregard out there who had a few tackles. But Hudson leading the team quarterback side and then leading you in tackles on the defensive side—that's a special talent to have somebody like that who can play really effectively both ways.
Yeah, Hudson, it's probably not enough praise that I can give for Hudson. We always kind of have our, we call it the Alpha Eagle Player of the Week, and it's combination of the week leading up and stats, and Hudson could probably win that every week with his production and being our quarterback and having a lot of leadership thrown on him. We discussed him, and I was probably his best defensive game of the year. He gets in there, he's not afraid to bang at all, especially for someone his size. So you know, he dealing with an injury. I think he's back now 100%, and I think he's feeling comfortable and confident that he's back. Mm-hmm. So that was good timing. And, you know, we have a couple players coming back this week that for various reasons we have not seen on the field. You know, one was kind of off school type thing, and then another was a personal thing, so they were not on our football team as early as in the years we expected. So getting some reinforcements this week, and we're very excited to be back at home. We love playing in Park Falls. You know, that's been kind of the last four games here Park Falls we've won. So
nice 2-2 on the season, and you got Athens coming in here. I mean, if you just scathe it and look at Athens' record, they're 0-4. You're like, oh, this is a team that you should beat. But then you take a look at who they played and how competitive they were in some of these games, especially against Hurley last week. This is probably the best 0-4 eight-man team in the state, I would guess.
when we saw the score late Friday and the Athens, you know, as you know, coaches exchange film through an online portal. Athens was at home, and so they had already got their film over to me before we even got off the bus back here in Park Falls. And I saw that score, and I was like, well, I have to watch this game. Like, how did a team that, you know, was 0-3 on paper, and, you know, Hurley coming from a, you know, big, outstanding D7 program coming into 8-man, like, you know, how did that go? And watching that game, boy, they're a feisty team. Friday night they played very, very feisty. They worked really, really hard. I don't know if it was their homecoming, but they played with a lot of juice, and you know that's a team that you have to be ready for, because 0-4 does not match how they played on Friday night. So we're talking there were a lot of turnovers, you know, kind of a little bit sloppy, which probably kind of kept it that way. But boy, a lot of energy on the sideline. They played with a lot of passion, and you know, they're a team that you can't overlook.
Well, it was a 6-point loss to a good Hurley team, and the Athens quarterback threw 4 picks in that game, and it was still a 6-point game. So that tells you that they like to throw the ball, but might be a little susceptible to the pick a little bit.
Possibly, but then again, as you said, 4 turnovers and only losing by, you know, 6 points. And, you know, their touchdown was late in the game, but, you know, to hold a team like Hurley to, you know, only 12 points with 4 turnovers up to that point, you know, their defense, like I said, was flying around playing with a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and really on film, they are no one that you should never overlook anybody, but like you said, they might be the best 0-4 eight-man team in the state.
Yep. Well, the Northwoods East standings, you come in with that one win, of course, at 1-2. Athens right now is at 0-3 in the conference play, and I'm sure that's probably one of your goals, is to get in that upper echelon, right, by the end of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with a new conference and you know, some programs that are trying to figure out their way, this is a good kind of measuring stick year for us on where we are and where we need to get to. So, you know, it's our goal every week is to go 1-0. So I don't really worry about kind of the week to week, but you know, having a conference and getting to start a lot of conference play against some of these teams that we, you know, haven't really played in the past other than Phillips, it's you know, kind of starting out, okay, you know, how do they play? And, you know, 2-3 years down the road, it will be more rivalries. You know, we're going to know how they like to play, and they're going to know how we like to play, and then it's going to be line up and play that rivalry football. So the first year, I think everyone's just trying to feel everyone out, but it's been nice to have a conference and to kind of carry over the rivalries from other sports.
Yeah. Health-wise, are we going to get Dalton back this week, or what's it looking like?
So, you know, we got to make sure that any athlete is ready to get back on the field. So, you know, we haven't had on-field practice yet. Today will be the first day. You know, Sunday's just film and lift when we have a JV game Monday. So yesterday was a JV game, so seniors didn't do anything. So we'll have to see how he's feeling today and progress as we go along.
How'd the JV game go last night? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was actually kind of last minute. We thought we were having Northwood Solon Springs coming into town, and about 11 o'clock I got a call, and ended up playing Phillips last night on short notice. So it was a good competitive game. I know we were up 8-6 at one point. I can't remember if it was late in the third or early fourth, and then Phillips scored. And then their vaunted onside kick, our JV, you know, didn't practice for that because we thought we were playing a different opponent when they went out on field on on Sunday, and that ended up kind of biting us in the butt, and they scored again. So score looked kind of a little bit more lopsided, but I thought it was a really good even game. You know, first quarter was nothing. They scored in the second. It was 6-0 at halftime. We came back in the third to make it 8-6. So it was a good battle. You can definitely see some of the kids developing, and that's the beauty of JV. You start saying, okay, who's going to be filling roles for next year, and getting those kids reps and full games. It was, I know Steve and I, that's probably one of us, our bigger priorities on building a program is making sure you have JV and you get JV reps.
Right. So home game Friday night, 7 o'clock.
It's actually going to be 7:30. We have got a reffing crew that's going to be in Mellon beforehand.
Well, yeah, those guys must be in really good shape. And to do back-to-back
games. We also had back-to-back last week. The reffing crew was in Winterbefore. So hats off to our officials, especially the officials in the area. You know, we are shorthanded on officials. I encourage anyone, hey, that's listening, if you used to play football, if you love football, and you know, you want to help our local community, look into becoming a referee. Because we are in dire need of refs. I know it's you get a great view of good high school football, and they pay you to be there. So everyone, please consider being a ref.
So do I have this right? Three of the last four at home. Did I get that right?
Yes, that is correct. Yep.
All right, Athens, and then in a couple of weeks, South Shore, and then Phillips on a Saturday night game. All right, we'll be there Saturday, Friday night, Coach. Good luck to you. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Thanks for having me,
Coach Tony Morgan, head coach of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man football squad. We'll talk Logger football with Coach Precor in just a moment.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres talking about ongoing conflicts as he gavels the General Assembly to order in New York.
The state of our world is unsustainable. We can't go on like these.
President Biden preparing to deliver his final address to the United Nations General Assembly convening in New York. The autumn push in the presidential race is in full force. ABC's Rachel Scott covering it all.
We are officially 6 weeks out from the November election today, and polls show that this race is tighter than ever, with both sides really trying to make up for any lost ground. So former President Donald Trump continuing his blitz across the battleground states, as the New York Times reports that Vice President Kamala Harris plans to visit our southern border on Friday during a planned visit to Arizona. It comes as polls show that Donald Trump is ahead in that state by 5 points.
A tropical system could become Hurricane Helene, lashing the Cayman Islands, could be headed towards Florida's northern Gulf Coast. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New numbers show the job market has rebounded in Wisconsin since the pandemic, but it's not equal across the state. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum found while overall Wisconsin has more jobs now than it did in 2019, that doesn't mean every county is advancing in that category. 42 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have fewer jobs than they did before the pandemic. That means the state's strongest economic areas, like Dane and Milwaukee County, are carrying a lot of those jobs. And COVID-19 is on the rise here in Wisconsin. It's been spreading more and more since the end of June, according to the state's wastewater data monitoring program. But soon you'll be able to order more tests for free. The federal government is reviving its free tests by mail program. You'll be able to go to covidtest.gov and order 4 nasal swab test kits. All we know is that the program is set to go live in late September. Officials haven't given a specific date yet. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday, October 3rd at 5:30 p.m., the Prentice School District is hosting their Dinner in the Orchard. This is a delicious four-course meal prepared by their farm-to-table and engaged citizenship classes, where you can enjoy family-friendly activities, possibly a cozy bonfire, and a wonderful time under the autumn sky. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 3rd at 5:30 p.m. at the Prentice School District's Apple Orchard. This is to help them raise funds for their gardening classes, all while savoring the flavors of fall. So don't miss out on this enchanting community event. Tickets are now available. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him. I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and, you know, we want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
All right, DAQ Coach's Show continues. We're going to play the presser that Coach LaFleur had with the Packers yesterday after our visit with Steve Precor. Sorry to do that to you. Steve.
No worries. I've not had that my entire life.
Steve, who was a head coach of the Phillips Logger football team. All right, we have Price County rivalry going on Friday night. That's always fun. You guys able to get the win, and you did what you did, Coach Precor. You ran the ball, and you had success, and pretty much not early. It was a close game a little bit early, but we're able to open it up and take control, right?
Yeah, it was. It was a close game early. We didn't start as fast as we would like to start, but Prentice took it to us in the first drive. It's kind of fun. There's a lot of excitement there, and they keep getting better from week to week. But we gave up an early drive, and fortunately worked our way back. And at one point in the game, I mean, we just overwhelmed them with they just got tired.
Yeah. Well, they didn't throw many passes the entire game, but they threw a touchdown pass in that first drive for you. Did they do anything surprising that first drive, or was it just execution for them that made the difference?
They executed. They did catch a pass on a tipped ball that was real close to being interception. It's one of those exciting plays where our defensive back could have made a great play, or it gets deflected and they make a great play, which took them down to the 4 or 5 yard line. We had a nice little stand, and then on a third and goal from the 10, they threw a nice little touchdown pass to Will Geiger, which it was a nice throw, nice catch, well executed.
Yeah, you were able to get a lot of different players' touches. I think 9 different players on your squad had a chance to touch the ball, and Dulaski with over 100 yards in rushing. So you had to be happy being able to spread it out a little bit and give kids a chance to run the ball a little bit.
Yeah, we were. Once we were able to we stole some possessions with some onside kicks that bounced our way, and we recovered. And once we got a lead, we were able to get our younger kids some time to play and get some live action reps under the lights on a Friday, which is boosts your team for the next week in the future.
Do you think that onside kick is easier in 8-man than 11, or is it basically the same type of execution?
I think it's a little bit easier. There's a little more space, but the execution's similar. What I think it's really hard to defend a deep kick. There's enough space, and there's some creases that happen, and we get the ball on the 50. If we kick an onside kick or the 45, or we give them the ball on the 45 if we kick it deep, and then I'm holding my breath. So I think it's a little bit easier, but ultimately for us, it ends up being a horse apiece where they get the ball if we get it, if we recover it or we don't.
Yeah, and your defense has been strong enough where you still feel pretty good, even if you give up that midfield position, right?
Yes, absolutely. And like Tony was saying, sometimes a 10-yard play later on in the game becomes a 40-yard play. So, if we give them the ball on the 45 and they break that play, it's going to be a 60-yard touchdown or a 40-yard touchdown. So, yeah. But we do feel our defense is strong enough to put us in a good situation.
Yeah, nice win for your squad to go 3-0 in conference play. Not only got a nice game in on Friday night, but kind of at the last minute, things shuffled around. And got to play Shawamigan in a good competitive JV game last night, too.
Yeah, it was a fantastic game. I was so glad that it worked out in our favor. It was a scramble. I'm glad our kids were willing to make a quick shift, and our parents were able to make it up. We ended up getting the kids up there in three minivans. So it was kind of like going back to fourth, fifth grade football when you show up in the minivan. But anyway, I'm happy that Darren and Mike worked really hard to get this game for us. And then on the field, it was just a fun back-and-forth football game. Yeah. You get to see the future of the rivalry is going to grow, and it's going to be very competitive.
Yeah. Well, this Friday night doesn't get much better than this. You guys are 3-0. Flambeau comes in 2-1. They're a very strong team this year. Not only playing for at least a share of the conference lead, possibly, but your link, of course, to Flambeau with your relations there in relation to Jimmy Leonard and such like that. This is going to be a fun night. Fun night for you guys.
This is going to be a fun night. For me personally, I mean, get to coach against Coach Rail, who I've worked camps with and stuff for a long time. They're a great coaching group over there. Like I know Coach Morgan said, they have a great football tradition. And you can see it with their youth night that they had this past weekend. It's going to be an exciting game. They're very similar in philosophy to us. They like to run the football. They run a very similar offense to us. So it's going to be a smash mouth who makes the first mistake type football game. So, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now that they're not, your relatives aren't going to trash talk you, are they? Are they going to wait till the family reunion maybe to do that? They won't do that on Friday night, will they?
I don't think they'll do that on Friday night. I'm hoping they cheer for me.
Well, I think that might be a stretch, Coach. It's a fun when you have the rivalry like that, and even better when you have a couple of teams who are pretty good. I mean, both of you have a legitimate argument along with Hurley to win this conference.
We do, and it's fun to play in a good competitive football game, and just the competitive juices. Everything's flowing, and it's kind of that chess match that we get to play against the other coach and the other players, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, Flambeau and Phillips Friday night. That'll be 7 o'clock. In Phillips, so we'll get that game going right at 7. I don't think we're sharing any refs this week, so we should be good to go right away. That was kind of tough this past the week that you had to lay. That's very difficult to have to wait that long on a game that you thought was going to start at a certain time, then it starts over an hour later, Coach.
Yeah, it really is. It's almost like a weather delay, right? You have everybody ready to go. You kind of have a schedule. They're used to it, and you want to keep ramping things up at that 7:30 kickoff. We're ready to go, and then we had to back them off and ultimately stretch them twice, do specialists twice. Makes it kind of difficult.
Yeah, exactly.
And to get that locked back into that headspace that the kids want to be in when they're playing it.
Yeah.
Playing a physical football game.
All right, should be a fun one Friday night, Coach. Good luck to you and the Loggers, and we look forward to bringing the game to folks right here on 98Q. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Hey, thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
Yep, Coach Steve Precourt, head coach of the Phillips Loggers. Big game, Flambeau Friday night, conference implications there. Hurley's there 3-0, and Riblake, I'm going to leave them out there 2-1 also. So a key game if Flambeau or Phillips have dreams of winning the conference championship. Thank you to Coach Precourt for joining us. Let's get a little Packer news right now. Our Title Town report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Will Levis has been known this season to give a few away, and he did it again on Sunday when Jair Alexander was sitting on a pass attempt near the sidelines and returned it for a touchdown. It was one of two interceptions and three takeaways on the day for the Packers defense. Xavier McKinney collecting his third pick in his many games, and that defense sacked Will Levis 8 times. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I just think we have a lot of depth and we're rolling guys, and you guys can see that a lot of guys are getting snaps, and I think that's to the benefit of our team. We're going to stay healthy, hopefully, and stay fresher longer.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers' offensive line was on the field for roughly 40 minutes a week ago, and that heat took a lot out of the Packers, despite their convincing win on Sunday. That's why Matt LaFleur is so excited about this victory. He gave veteran players a day off on Wednesday to recover, and when they returned on Thursday, they struggled to put together a good practice.
Nobody panicked. I know, like, a lot of times coaches, well, we do put a lot of value on that, but we made the necessary corrections. I thought Friday's practice was a lot cleaner. I thought Saturday we came out, and I know it's a walkthrough, but you just want to see mentally that everybody's on it, and they did a great job.
I'm Bill Scott. More tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 70s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s by Thursday. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Well, as part of our weekly coaches show, we talk with Coach Morgan of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer team. We talk with Coach Steve Precor of Phillips. And as part of our coaches show each week, we'll bring you Packer coach Matt LaFleur and his Monday presser to get you all updated on the Packer info. Here we go.
Like Josh is kind of jumping out one way and he kind of gets caught. Is there a way to get those cleaned up?
Oh, yeah. We got to be better with our technique. I mean, some of those, we've had some costly penalties that have shown up in every game. And certainly if it's going to come back to bite us if we don't get it cleaned up. And that's something that we address. I mean, we address it every day, but certainly talked about it again today. And we just got to get back to practice, practicing with good fundamentals. I think that's a big part of it. And just being dialed in each and every play.
I mean, you could be engaged in a perfectly legal position, and then the guy goes.
Yeah, I think there certainly that happens, no doubt about it. But you got to make sure if your hands are outside the framework, there's a good chance you're going to get called. You got to keep your hands tight. We always teach that. And then when you feel a guy trying to peel away from you, you got to let him go.
That was the what Jordan did before the game. Was that just a conditioning workout because he wasn't going to play?
Yeah, we're just trying to get him back as soon as possible.
So that was not tested out to see.
No.
Okay.
What's the plan for this week with him since we're on that subject?
You always want to know. I'm sure he'll be limited and then work it day by day.
Did he take any team reps last week?
Yes.
So he should be able to take some even more this week?
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there and, you know, we want him out there.
Yeah, what do you think of what Kingsley and Lucas gave you yesterday, and then also just the benefit of that, being able to have edge rushers like that that can come in and rotate?
Well, I think you saw the value of that in the fourth quarter. When you have edge rushers, and whether it's edge rushers or interior rushers that are fresh, you can really get after an offense. And you could, I mean, that second half, we were pretty dominant up front. And it's always a combination of the rush and the coverage. I think we did an outstanding job of covering their receivers and then half dialed up some timely blitzes that were very effective. And I just think that I think the best teams typically are teams that, especially the best pass rushes, when you have a lot of people that are capable, the more you can keep those guys fresh, I think they all benefit from it. I mean, we had 8 sacks in a game. I can't remember the last time I've seen 8 sacks in a game. It's been a while. He's just doing a great job coming off the ball, and that's one of the things that we loved about him coming out of the draft is that he has got that great initial quickness and just doing a great job.
Matt, you mentioned depth before. You didn't have Valentine in the secondary yesterday. How'd you feel Stokes did? There was the one tough one with Hopkins on the back.
Yeah, he's one of the best in ball at doing that, and you know, that's a tough play on him, and the guy made a great play. So. I think all in all, I thought he played pretty well. I mean, he had a really nice play on one of the screen passes where we were in cover 2, and he triggered and got the back down. I thought all in all, he played pretty well.
Both him and Watson, are you seeing the value now of them getting all the way through training camp unscathed and getting us string together week after week after week?
With him and who?
Watson.
Oh, Christian?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, you're talking corner play, and then you throw Watson out there. Are you talking about just their ability? Yeah, absolutely, their ability to be back in it. Christian is another guy that I thought obviously had 2 huge plays in that game that led to points. And I thought he had a great week of practice. And I think that's where it starts for us is you got to go out there and be deliberate and intentional in your practices, and typically that's going to carry over to the game.
Hey, Matt, you said yesterday that we can't fathom what Malik has done. So I had a couple of questions that maybe you could help me fathom it a little bit better.
We still won't be able to understand it.
Believe me, I'm aware. But I think this is one hell of a story. And it's a hell of a story what he did, and it's a hell of a story what you and your staff have done. So you get him in the trade. How much do you know about him?
Not very much.
Came back from Brazil, and what are you and Steno and Tom Clements all talking about? Because you don't know if you're thinking the worst, so you know you're probably going to have to go with him the next week. So
I think we're all sleeping.
Those 10.5 hours, you didn't sleep the whole time, right?
Pretty close. I mean, it took a while to get to sleep. Obviously, you watch. I mean, for me, I watched every phase of the game. And then, yeah, you start thinking about what you have to do. And, you know, we had an extra practice on that Monday. I think that initially we weren't going to practice on that Monday. We're going to do more, just condition them. But I thought it was important, given the circumstances, to go out there and practice our team. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? I mean, I don't even know if he had taken a 2-minute drive up until that point. So, yeah, just to try to get him as many reps as possible. You're talking about the most critical position on the football field, the guy that touches the ball on every play. So it was kind of a crash course into trying some things out and just see how comfortable he was with them. But like I've said many times, I think it's also when you get in a game week and you have a specific plan, it is a little bit easier for the guys to digest and to at least know what to do, but it's the application of it, you know, because it's impossible. Reps are at a premium in terms of practice. You can't go out there and, I mean, you're going to get about 35 to 40 practice reps per side of the ball each day. And so it's really tough when you're talking about an entire game plan to give the guys as many looks as you'd like to get them at each concept that you're doing, because not only are you doing it in the pass game, but then you got your runs on top of that. So just to get the number of reps that where a guy might feel really comfortable with what we're asking him to do is it's really difficult. I mean, you can get walkthrough reps and do all that, but it's just not the same as going out there and practicing something full speed.
So you mentioned run reps, right? So you come up with this great plan against the Colts with all this misdirection and fakes and whatever else.
he doesn't know how to do that in your offense either, right? It's not just
I mean, it's the timing of all those motions, and we got different snap points, and I mean, it's a lot to digest. But he showed that he was capable of handling it throughout the course of the week, and so and sometimes you got to be a little bit more aggressive in that regard, in order to try to create some misdirection and keep the defense a little bit more off balance, knowing that we were probably going to try to run the ball a bunch.
Shut up. So
no, you won't.
Well, for a little while. So you've been in the league, what, 10 years now, 12 years?
Somewhere? For me?
Yeah, 15 years.
I think it's been like almost, I think it's 15. Getting old, man. It's happening in a hurry.
And I'm sure you've worked your tail off at every stop, but have you had 2 weeks where you and your staff had to work harder to figure out what exactly to do with a player you're still learning? Was it the most challenging 2 weeks as a coach that you think you've had?
I don't want to say that because I think every week's a challenge, no matter who you're playing with. But I think that's just, and I don't look at it like that. I think that's just part of your job. Your job as a coach is to put your players in the best position possible to hopefully give us the best chance of going out there and executing and having success. So every week is a challenge, but I am really proud of the effort that our guys did because, like I've mentioned Steno a bunch, but it's not just him. It's all our assistant coaches, and they all play a big part of not only the plan, because we all get together and go over it, but also in game, just the communication that we have. Guys aren't afraid to speak up on the headset, even when I shoot down some of their ideas. But I try not to do that too much. But I feel like it's a pretty collaborative effort on game day.
Matt, did you shorten any of the play calls? Because you haven't even really come close to a delay. Or,
That's for those long calls? Yeah, they can be. That's why we got a wristband. So it makes it a lot easier on me. I say wristband number 22, and then the rest is on those guys.
Not yesterday, just about the not turning it over, but I mean, the not even having a delay or taking a timeout, I don't think, maybe because of a play clock, I can't think of one.
He's done a really nice job in that regard. And I think it's a credit to the other 10 guys in the huddle as well, just knowing the offense. Because sometimes things can get crazy on game day, and for them to be able to, and there's been times when we've had, you can tell that we're a little messed up or whatever, but we got a bunch of smart guys out there that can figure it out.
You spent a lot of time drawing up plays for Aaron Jones. Now you have to figure out a way to slow him down. What's the biggest challenge?
Who?
Aaron Jones.
Who's that? No, I'm just kidding. he's a problem. He is, and he looks really good. And I've been able to watch him a little bit. Certainly, he's one of my favorite players that I've ever had the privilege to coach, a guy like that, just in terms of how he goes about his business, and still got a lot of love for him. Just won't have a lot of love for him when we're playing against him.
How have you guys had such success on third down? If you look at Malik, I know it's kind of a small sample size, but he's number one in yards per attempt and pass ratings up there, which is funny. I mean, what you expect from my backup quarterback.
Yeah, I think guys are making plays. And then, it's great any time that you have a quarterback that can make some off-schedule plays. He had two critical third down conversions with his legs early on in that game. There was a third and three where we scrambled for 20, and then that third and seven where he was able to pick up 8 yards. Those were two timely pickups.
It was a third and 14 and a third and 18 he picked up.
That was awesome. Yeah, we jumped the ball on third and 14. Rome ran a great route. We hit the coverage that we thought they were going to be in. And the safety took Jaden Reed on that deep post route. And Malik, it all starts up front. I mean, we had great protection on the play, and he was able to hit Rome on the end cut.
Well, how does a guy like Malik earn the trust in such a short time to do those, you know, it'd be cliche to just think his third-day teamer's going to go check him down and punt. But obviously you let him rip. I know.
Yeah, he did in practice. So that's usually where it starts, right, is when they do it in practice and you gain that confidence, I know. And then once you see him do some stuff in the game, that gives you even more confidence to call some of that stuff.
More, please.
Matt, did you avoid Flea and Nate again today before talking to us?
I did.
So without getting into the specifics of Tucker's injury, the physicality that the guy plays with,
yeah,
with the shoulder injury, I mean, how important is he to what you're doing right now, and how much do you need him again this week? Do you have to do the red jersey thing and everything else again?
Or? Yeah, probably. I would guess most likely. I mean, Tucker is... He plays the game the way it's meant to be played. I think he plays with an edge. He plays the echo of the whistle. You can always count on him giving his best effort. And we certainly, I think his teammates, I know we as a staff, we certainly appreciate just how he plays the game.
Matt, you mentioned how much the coaching staff has been instrumental in these last two wins. How instrumental has Jordan been, even though he's on the sideline? Seeing you two talk a little bit about how
he's. Yeah, Jordan's been awesome. He's always been a great teammate from the day he's gotten here. And, you know, I thought just throughout the course of the week, helping Malik out, just giving him little pointers or things that little coaching points, I think he's done a phenomenal job. Just the communication, all of that. He stands right by me on game day. If he sees something, he'll tell me. If Malik needed the play call again, he's standing right there to let me know. I thought he was excellent on the sidelines. I can't say enough great things about him.
Packer head coach Matt LaFleur, his presser from yesterday, and we play that during our coaches show each Tuesday. We talk Loggers, talk Screaming Eagles, and we talk Packers here on 98Q Country.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich, because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at enbridge.com/L5WIS.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo!
Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Paid for by Hims & Hers Health. Hims & Hers Weight Loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at 4hers.com apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs. With Hers, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans online, like compounded GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy, all for as low as $199 a month with a 12-month plan paid up front. Get started at 4hers.com/afford today. That's 4hers.com/afford.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 70s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s by Thursday. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
98Q Country.
Radio in a sundress, making my world all a mess. Back corner of a cornfield, bottle tops and a truce spill. I pulled the lever, lay the seat back laughing, you slipping off your shoes, while the dashboard speakers sing every word of night moves. I wanna be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody rewinds years, wants to disappear, makes time stall. Wanna be those words, fill you up, roll your windows down, and keeps you young, makes you believe you're out where you belong. I wanna be that song. I wanna be, wanna be. At a bar, back pew on a Sunday, pouring out your heart. When the bleachers are crowded, when you're sitting all alone, when the rain is pouring, and you need something to take you home, let me be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. As a soundtrack. Oh, I wanna be, I wanna be. Where you belong.
Brett Eldridge. Want to be that song at 98Q Country. Some pretty cool things happen in the Wildwood Wildlife Park is winding down. They are open this weekend, but they'll be winding down their season next weekend with the Wildwoods Pumpkin Patch event. So some fun things going on at Wildwoods, of course. We've still got kids passes available for this weekend if you're interested in purchasing those through the shopping show. Just want to let you know about that. Still stuff going on over there. Going to be a nice weekend to be out and about. Also, this is the final weekend of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival over in the Twin Cities. And if you want to go over there or you can use tickets to go to the Renaissance Festival, stop in or give us a call at 762-3221. Get free tickets to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Anything else? Anything else I can give away? Oh, I noticed this also. And they're only open probably for a couple more weeks here. Pinewood Golf Club in Harshaw. I've got a certificate for 18 holes of golf with a cart. If anybody wants to go golfing this weekend, give us a call. The certificate's here at the station. It's normally like a $60 value, but this was a prize on our prize wheel that we never were able to give away. Just wasn't enough winners, I guess. So I got 18 holes to the Pinewood Golf Club over in Harshaw. 18 holes with a cart for one person. If you're interested, give us a call here at the station or stop by. We'll put your name on it if you call 762-3221. Also wanted to let our morning show listeners know, Ileana Winter, who was a part of our morning show for several years, contributing in many different ways, she is now over at UW River Falls as a freshman. And if you want to tune in, grab a pencil, because you can listen online. She does a show Sundays from 5 until 6 on their local campus radio station. You can listen online at WRFW887.com. It's 88.7 WRFW887.com. She does a show Sundays from 5 until 6. I've been kind of emailing her back and forth, and she was just talking about how strange it was to have her own radio show by herself and no one else around. It's kind of fun to hear her get comfortable with that radio ship. So again, WRFW887.com. Check her out Sundays from 5 to 6. She plays a little music and talks about stuff going on around the campus. Brewer baseball later this afternoon. We've got Laura McKenna filling in for Travis Creeley for a couple more weeks. She's going to have a keyword coming up before noon. Gray will be in from 2 until Brewer time. I hope your Tuesday is just fabulous. The weather certainly is fabulous and glamorous. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning for Reality Radio.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican Night, Thursday Burger and Fries, Friday Fish Fry with Salad Bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with Salad Bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where strangers become friends and good times roll.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries? Make that payment or write that check. If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
98Q Country.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
New country now.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
How long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98Q Country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden delivering his final address to the United Nations General Assembly, saying that as a world leader, he has seen a remarkable sweep of history and that he's proud of what he's accomplished in the Oval Office.
Our country is divided and angry, and there were questions about our staying power and our future. But even then, I entered public life not out of despair, but out of optimism.
His speech comes as the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah heats up. The Lebanese health ministry says 558 people have been killed in airstrikes over the past 2 days. Russia hit a high-rise apartment block in Kharkiv.